today's question in class that came up, and this was a comparison of Hiranyakashipu and Sri Prahlad, is which of the two is an adult? The Hiranyakashipu, who was quite old, because he performed austerities for 10,000 years, or Prahlad Maharaj, who's just 5 years old. What do we define adulthood and being grown up, or childhood and being a child? Do we define it by age, or do we define it by clarity of, or purity of purpose, and a full picture of what life's about? Obviously, we say an adult is a person who really has a picture of what the world's all about. He knows that there's more than just play that is involved. One has to study, one has to work, one has to perform austerities. Things don't go always the way you want. You can't simply just cry about things and expect your mother to make everything all right. An adult takes responsibility for his activities, learns how to control himself and avoid performing the right things, in contrast to a child whose purpose in life is simply play, is generally irresponsible, doesn't want to take the results of either his deeds or the things that he says, and he wants everything to be just, or everything unfavorable to be just disposed with by the wave of a magic wand. Parents just simply make everything all right. He wants a bicycle, but he doesn't want to work for it. He's not the one who's making the money. He wants some kind of very other elaborate toy, but it's his parents who have to toil for it, and all he has to do is desire, nag, and ultimately it should fall in his lap or come under a Christmas tree. So these are the psychology or the mentality of adults and children. If we analyze our modern world, we find that adults, most if not all fall into the category of being children. Why? Because their whole ethos and goal in life is simply to play, is simply to enjoy themselves. Someone may protest, no, are you kidding? I went to school for 20 years, I sat behind a desk studying 20 hours a day. You did, but for what purpose? So that you could decrease the amount of work that you do, and that you can just enjoy your senses. So you can participate in a world where sense gratification reigns supreme. In other words, where you can live in a playground. You just want to play away. You're just like a child whose mother says, go mow the lawn, and then afterwards you can go out and play. He's only mowing the lawn for one reason, not because he believes that lawns should be mowed, not because he has an obligation to help his parents, but in order to facilitate his enjoyment. So, same thing. Certainly people go through austerities, they study, read, and work like dogs. But the motive is always to enjoy. Whether they enjoy or not, of course, that's another thing. That will depend upon one's karma, how much ability he has to enjoy. But everyone's desire is just that. Everyone's desire is to be benefited by immediate results. Shreyas and prayas. People just live for today. They don't believe that this entire life is actually meant to be a preparation for a future. They don't have a full picture of life. They only have a very, very partial picture, the picture which is based on sense gratification, which is bent on enjoyment. They don't have a picture of austerity. They don't have a picture of sacrificing tapo divyam, sacrificing for a spiritual future, sudyat yasya brahma sokyam, for brahma suk, for spiritual happiness. Their whole vision is life is simply based on sense gratification, a very myopic perspective of the world, just like a child who sees everything as a toy, as an object to play with, as something to entertain himself. Childish. It's a childish mentality. On the other hand, Vaishnavas, devotees, have a broad picture of the world. They see not only the use the world is meant for in order to maintain this body, but they also see its value in giving us the opportunity to step in to the transcendental realm. They know that human form of life is meant not for sense gratification, but for liberation, and they live for that. They have a real long-term, realistic, complete picture of what life is all about. Therefore, they are really worshipable, glorifiable, intelligent adults. Chaitanya Charitamrita has a shloka, which I'm just going to turn to my shloka book for a second because I don't have my computer here. In the Antyalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it states, Jai bhaje se bada abhakta hinchar Krishna bhajane nahi jati kuladi vichar. Jai bhaje. Someone who takes the devotional service, say bada, he's great, he is exalted. But abhakta hinchar. But an abhakta, he's hinchar means that hina means value. Char means he has no value. In other words, he's condemned, abominable. Krishna bhajane, and in discharging devotional service, nahi jadi kula adi bichar. There's no consideration of status of one's family. So devotees are great because they know the value of life. They have a real perspective of things. Whereas other persons, they may be very learned, they may appear to be more intelligent from the material point of view, but they are hinchat. They are, by the measure of the adults, that is the Bhagavatam measure, they are hinchat, they are useless. And all of the material calculations of aristocracy, intelligence, good family, high birth, Brahman, this and that, these things are, there's no vichar, there's no consideration of these things in terms of who is a devotee. Hey bhaja, someone's engaged in real bhajan, someone who's practicing Krishna consciousness with a full understanding of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam for the purpose of pleasing Krishna and going back home, back to Godhead, that is real bhajan. So, the advice to non-devotees, grow up. The advice to Vaishnavas who are not really doing bhajan, but their plan is also to enjoy in this world and in the meantime chant Hare Krishna, practice Krishna consciousness, also grow up, take advantage of the opportunity that you have of your family, of your parents, and don't cast some material aspersion on the process of Krishna consciousness. Use work and the facilities you have in this world as a means for becoming Krishna conscious, then you're really intelligent. Materialistic people, be they devotees or non-devotees, don't like this, neither do they agree with it, neither do they see it, but yanisha sarvabhutanam, that's right, they don't. Because what's black and white for us is white and black for them. What's day for us is night for them, and what's night for them is day for us. So we should just continue on with our bhajan, knowing that we are doing the best thing. Hiranyakashipu enjoyed the world for a long, long time. That didn't mean that he was doing the right thing. Just because materialists are enjoying and getting the results of their activities, don't be deluded into thinking that at some time the sands of time won't run out. They'll lose everything and they'll be punished for their misdeeds. Whereas devotees, by investing a minimum of time and energy in this life, they are rewarded and get eternal benefit by being able to return back home, back to God.